Lesson 2. Introduction to cytosolic protein trafficking. Despite the many possible cellular locales within which proteins can end up, all proteins share the same initial starting point. That is, they are all produced by ribosomes in the cytosol. However, even at this early stage and even before translation is complete, we begin to see that each protein follows one of two possible routes to its final destination. Translation, directly into the surrounding cytosol, leading to cytosolic protein trafficking, or translation into the endomembrane trafficking system. As we'll see shortly, it is the amino acid sequence of the protein itself that will determine which of these two possible pathways it will take. Proteins, translated directly into the cytosol, undergo cytosolic protein trafficking, meaning that they will meet their final destination by traveling primarily through the cytosol. Proteins that undergo cytosolic protein trafficking include proteins destined for the cytosol, the nucleus, mitochondria, or chloroplasts. Proteins destined for the cytosol simply remain in the cytosol after translation. Proteins destined for the nucleus must enter through the nuclear pore complex, a huge structure that acts as a nuclear gatekeeper, selectively allowing entry into the nucleoplasm. Proteins destined for either mitochondria or chloroplasts must be translocated across the membrane of these organelles, a process performed by protein translocators. This process involves protein unfolding as the polypeptide chain is snaked through the translocon channel, only to refold as it emerges on the other side of the membrane. The routes by which proteins are sorted and trafficked, as well as their final destinations, are determined by signal sequences within the protein itself. These are typically 15 to 60 amino acid long sequences that are both necessary and sufficient for proper targeting. For example, a protein with a nuclear localization signal, NLS, will be transported into the nucleus, whereas a protein with no signal sequence will simply remain in the cytoplasm.